Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, your host for tonight. And I am so excited because we have Susan Klopstein with us as a guest. Now, her last name can be a little bit complicated. It is K-L-O-P like Peter, F like Frank, S like Steve, T like Tom, E-I-N. I'll repeat that again later in the middle of the show. But Susan is an intuitive therapist. She's really helped a lot of people that I'm aware of with their medical needs, but she can go backwards and forwards and say, why are you experiencing what you're experiencing? And she can look at your body and be able to literally see what's going on and, better yet, what needs to be done. I am so excited to have my dear friend of more than 20 years with us tonight. This is Susan Klopstein. I have always called her a medical intuitive, but she's really just an intuitive therapist, and I say just, and it really means that it expands over so much material. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answer, Susan.
Hello, hello. It's so good to be on the air with you. We've done so many seminars in the past. It's been so fun, but this will be really fun.
Well, this is a rare opportunity, guys, for Susan to take her time out of her very busy schedule and able to share it with us and to have you be able to call in and get the answers. This is the most exciting thing yet. The numbers are the same as always, and we'll be with those in just a minute. Susan, tell us first how you got started.
Oh, boy. I had finished my master's in clinical psychology and was going into my internship, sat with my first client, and was totally astounded because as I looked at his face, to the right of his head, literally, it was like looking at a 16-millimeter camera going over one event after another of his childhood. It sometimes was talking about those same topics, other times different topics, but to me, it was like just looking at a 16-millimeter camera going. It was amazing. It was a film replay of one issue after another, one trauma after another. And I knew I could not do classical therapy with that type of gift.
You know, did that scare you at all? I would think if all of a sudden you start seeing something like that, that might be a bit scary.
You know, it was terrifying and difficult to work with supervisors in when I tried to say what I thought, not even what I saw, but what I thought about that client. It was the responses I was, oh, no, you're a new therapist. New therapists always see MPD, multiple personality disorder, in everyone, because that was the new diagnosis 25 years ago. That's not what I was seeing. In fact, I didn't think he had that diagnosis at all. However, I was seeing extreme trauma that caused him to be removed from his mother and father's home when he was 7 years old. It caused the parents, the grandparents, to have custody of him. And it was the origin of the issues that he was coming in for treatment for that had been totally blocked in him. And what I started doing is taking classical therapy notes and then going home and taking a whole set of different notes of what I saw and then meditating on them. When I would meditate, I would get whole different diagnoses. The diagnoses were not just the clinical diagnosis, but interestingly, some of the medical diagnosis. And I would see the person's body turn like a hologram. And I would see if they had scars or markings on their body. I would see that. If they had violence that had been committed on them, I would see that. If they had been in accidents, there were times I would see that as well. Not just the accident, but the long-term damage. And from that, I began to develop a way of praying for releases and fuller healings for that individual.
Wow. And I know, because I've known you so many years, of the incredible amount of healings that people have had when they followed your guidance. And would you please share with how you work with some doctors to help cure people of cancer and other diseases that they may consider a death sentence when they hear that they have it?
Oh, absolutely. There are many diagnoses. When you look at an individual, and I understand who they are and see their trauma, many times people might have cancer because they were around an airborne substance or they ingested a toxin, and that toxin stayed dormant and then created a mass over time. Same thing with viruses and addictions or allergies that can even be addictions. Yes, most addictions are extreme allergies. And so what I do is I will release some of those with prayer. By the way, I will also see those same issues in past lifetime or in other lifetimes in other cosmos or other worlds. Yeah. Sometimes I also see accidents and things like that, literally why the person, they're not in body, they're serving in spirit. So the trick is to do integrated medicine. You know, integrative medicine is wondrous. It is doing the spiritual side of the work in this lifetime, because that needs to be done, but also integrating the wonder of our diagnostics in the medical system, the good work of some of our incredible physicians, but also chiropractic work, kinesiology, naturopathic, homeopathic, homeopathic, acupuncture, acupressure. You know, there's a place for many of these ancillary medical practices that is a wondrous place when you know where they fit in the puzzle. And so when I am looking at someone and diagnosing them, I'll release the origin of the energy, but then give them a protocol that will be healing, such as you still need, you need two chemo treatments and one radiation treatment, and then we'll clean the radiation, the remnants from it, with this kinesiology work and this body cleanse. Then you're going to rebuild with this and this. I'll give them a protocol that will reintegrate what they need to more fully heal. They will be much more functional with that level of full protocol than, and have a much higher level of healing than they would have without this work.
Well, okay. So we have our first caller. Darla, that is you from North Carolina.
Right, right.
Hello, Darla. Welcome.
Well, this is exciting. I've been waiting for your book, Sharon, on health. So until then, I need to talk to Susan about my health.
So I'm hoping that that book's coming out at the tail end of this year or the beginning of next year. Next month, we have coming out the Spanish version of Know the Name, Know the Person. And then we have the second edition of Know the Name, Know the Spirit coming out in September. So we're busy on this end, and bless your heart. But Darla, do you have a medical question for Susan, or are you, would you like her to look at your health?
I just wanted her to look at my health. I have done many different things, and I'm still having a little bit of problem, and I just needed to know what she saw and if she could do a protocol. I don't know.
What, Darla, can you tell me the specific problem that you're having, the diagnosis that you have received so far?
I just am having indigestion and burning in the stomach, but I saw a homeopath, doctor of homeopathy, and she put me on a few things that has helped. But I don't know if that's the cause of the problem. I just know that that's a major symptom that's been going on probably since January.
Since January, okay. Yeah, I'm seeing there are two different sources for this issue. And stomach is 30%. And the esophagus is about 50%. Okay.
So when the esophagus is 50%, Susan, what does that mean?
It means that she's having extreme acid reflux going up through the stomach. In her case, it goes from the stomach up. I'm seeing two different things, okay? The first thing I'm seeing is a past life issue, 1800s. You were an Indian woman, and I'm seeing a, it's not an, I would look at this, I would say this, I didn't know that American people used javelins, but I would say this is burning javelin.
Ouch, doesn't sound very nice.
Yeah, it's a cellular memory, called a cellular memory, of a burning javelin in the stomach. So that's the first origin of this that I'm seeing. The second origin of this that I'm seeing is, you know, you really did a good job with yourself in that life, because you could. You rolled in the snow, but died of it still because of the infection of it. So you still have the cellular memory of that infection as well. Good job. And what is the second origin?
Is it this lifetime, the second one?
Yeah, it is. It's, yes, it's something that she's ingesting. And again, it looks like a formaldehyde. Are you, do you eat meat?
Not a lot. I do eat a lot of fish and chicken and some beef.
I'm seeing that one, the beef that you're eating, whatever the brand that is, to shift the brand, because there is an ingredient that is a formaldehyde-based ingredient that is being used as a preservative. And, of course, your stomach is so sensitive to that that it's not working. On the whole, I don't think it's necessary to not – to become a vegetarian, but I can see that this has a formaldehyde-based preservative, which is really playing havoc with you.
I do know that Lyme disease, people cannot eat beef, and I was diagnosed with that, but they caught it early, they thought.
Mm-hmm. I don't see that you are, is she allergic to beef? I don't see that you have
that
an allergy
to
beef. Past lifetime? No, I'm not seeing it. A sensitivity, 1, 2, 3. In other words, if you eat beef for more than twice a week, then you become reactive. So
That
in mind, you're sensitive to it.
Stop.
I bet that you don't have a blood type that is congruent with beef. However, like, you know, the A's, not so much.
I'm a B positive, plus positive.
You know, Susan, I'm curious, too, if you wouldn't mind looking for Darla to see, you know, that regardless of how that chicken's reared, organic or not, they're putting arsenic in it, according to Dr. Mitchell Gann, when they're processing the meat before it comes onto the market. Is that arsenic? Could that be causing also some of the problems that she's seeing?
Arsenic for her? I wasn't getting that, Sharon. I wasn't getting that it's in the chicken in the area where she lives.
Great. Just double-checking for you, Darla.
Yeah,
okay.
Because there is arsenic being put in as a preservative. However, I don't get that that's where what you're dealing with. Heavenly Father, what would be helpful for her? I can release these, Darla. I won't hold you up to do it on the phone. But
could I say something? Since they put me on Coumadin for 2 pulmonary emboli in the lungs, I've almost died in September. Since they put me on the blood thinners, my stomach has hurt worse. Could that be some of it?
Yes, but you needed it for this period of time.
Right, right.
The blood clots that you have, blood clots, both in the pulmonary.
Mm-hmm. And left leg.
You're being so helpful, Darla. I tell you, you don't need to say a thing. She'll find it.
Oh, good.
But I love how helpful you're being.
You know, that is, and it will explain to you why you have some allergies too. That is the cellular memory of being shot in the lung and being shot in the leg. And also because of that.
I kept being shot.
Yeah, you've been shot in a past lifetime. And because of that, you have this, another sensitivity to iron, think of the composition of a bullet, and those would be your sensitivities. And this would explain why you're sensitive to meat. You have a sensitivity to iron and a sensitivity to folic acid. They don't fully assimilate and absorb in your system. So when I release the cellular memory of the bullets, it will also release. I'll release the cellular memory of folic acid and iron. And you won't be as sensitive to eating beef.
Good.
Yay! So, Darla, that usually takes 3 to 5 days for that release to take hold. And so, Susan, if Darla wants to say thank you in 3 to 5 days because all of a sudden that bowl's on, how would she get a hold of you?
You are welcome to call me or email me. My email is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at SoulWealth, SoulWealth.com, Susan at SoulWealth, or you're welcome to call. And my cell number is 949-637-5300, and that's Eastern Standard Time is good, 9 to 5 is good to call, as I have a family. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thanks for calling in, Darla.
Yeah, Darla, don't eat a lot of meat in the next few days while this is releasing, okay?
And I will do what you tell me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you doing, Amy?
Hi, this show is great. I love these shows. You do such a great job.
So, Amy, what would you like to ask Susan?
I have A to Z going on here. I have swollen knees and swollen wrists and a bloated belly and a starter, but those are big deals right now. My knees and my wrist and my belly is always bloated and I urinate a lot.
So sorry. There are two different causes of this. Firstly,
Susan, while you're looking at her,
just a minute to see.
Yeah, I'll give you a minute to see. Amy, I'm curious, is it both knees or is it just one?
It's both knees and both wrists.
Yeah,
I feel on them.
Too. One thing that I'm seeing right away is your gallbladder is super congested, and the gallbladder is functional only about 20%, and so you really need a gallbladder cleanse. I'm going to take you back 2 years to an issue that you were super galled that happened to you. Oh, my goodness.
What happened?
It was an issue where someone super insulted you.
Okay.
It was an abuse, and it was a super insult.
I can probably think of a few.
Well, let's just forgive that person, those two different people. Okay, you've got two, and... four incidences that happened relatively fast, one after another, okay? So what I'd love you to do is think about those people and forgive their insults back to them. You know, this is an incredible, powerful process, forgiveness. It's one of the most powerful in the Judeo-Christian Bible. The original intention, the pre-Hebraic definition of the term forgiveness means, I forgive this. I forgive it back to this person who did this to me. I give it back to them. I have no desire to carry this pain. I didn't cause it. I didn't create it. I give it back. And I forgive it back to God, whose shoulders are much bigger than mine are, and who would love to take this pain off me. Yes? So forgive it back so that the gallbladder can begin to clear. Does she need kinesiology for this? Nope. cleanse. Nope. This is going to happen so quickly, you won't even need that. But what's going to happen is the swollenness in the knees and the wrists will begin to decrease. And I'm wondering, is any other source for that allergy illness? I'm not seeing any other sourcing for it. Not the swelling. The belly, I think, firstly, it's the congestion in the gallbladder and the liver that's not processing appropriately, yes? And when this releases, the anger and the resentment, as well as it was predominantly feeling really galled, though, when this begins to release, the belly will begin to go down. Anything else on that?
Does she have to not eat something for a few days, or how many days until she starts to notice the change?
You know, diet is a funny thing. If we hit the right emotional release sometimes, the diet is not as relevant, which is incredible. We think it's totally relevant, but really the body can process an incredible variety of substances. However, I would say that fatty substances that would clog the liver gallbladder would be better to stay away from for the next 7 to 10 days as they're beginning to clear. Your system is relatively clear. The stomach is 100% functional, right? The large intestines, 100%. So is the small intestines. These organs are working. What's clogging the system is in this case, it's really the liver gallbladder, mostly the gallbladder. But I'm going to say one other thing to you. The fact that you were galled, right, is in your case a good thing, because you had to achieve a level of self-esteem in your life. That's something that you have worked hard to achieve. And for you to feel galled because someone insulted you was a lot of growth for you. And Amy, I'm so proud of you for that. I love it.
I appreciate that. Hey,
Amy,
you know,
I'm going to add my 2 cents in. And so when she was saying what to avoid with all of that, I just want to specify that that includes dairy. If you cannot do dairy just for that amount of time.
Dairy?
Dairy, uh-huh. That includes butter.
Yeah, I get the grass-fed because I like the CLA in it. But,
yeah, but I'm saying just during this healing time, if you can also avoid that, that will just help you speed this up. Okay?
I love it. Hey, could I just ask you a quick roundup question on how we release things? Not only people, but could it be like a piece of property, like forgiving the property, and that would help clean out my gallbladder too? I guess it would.
How do you mean forgiving the property?
I have a property in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm just very angry. I'm very angry about the whole situation. I want that property out of my life. I'm done with it, and I think that's a big deal to me right now, and that might be part of the gallbladder. Even though it's not a physical relationship, it's a material relationship, and I'd give it to someone right now. I'll just give them the dang thing. That's how angry I am. Whew.
Yeah, and under the anger is a lot of sadness, and because plans, and part of that sadness is what is called a mind retiring issue. It doesn't mean that you're forgetting your mind. It means that you are releasing tremendous grief about life contracts that are literally written into your life path that did not succeed. And that lack of success had nothing to do with you. Do you understand? So the other struggle with releasing this land is in your life path, you are due to hold this land for 2 more years. 2 more years. So pray to your guardian angels, guides, and teachers, pray to God, that you would be able to terminate this agreement in your life path at this time, that it would not continue for another 2 years. that your work with the property is done? Would they please forgive you that it could not be completed as you had originally written the contract, but it can't, and that you would like the contract to be terminated 2 years early?
Wow. That's amazing. You're really amazing.
She's good, isn't she? Yeah, I know. Thanks for calling in, Amy. Wishing you always the best. Let's see if we can put one more person in before our midterm commercial. Brian from New York, you are on the air. How can we help you? What question do you have for Susan?
I had a question basically relating to energy, and I went out walking today. I used to run track and so on in my earlier years. Not that I'm that old. I was a little winded coming back. Very end. I don't know what there's anything in particular. I tend to walk pretty quick, and just some fatigue that I've had in my, system. Just wondering if anything particular that may be causing that, if it's related to any congestion or food or something else, or mineral lacking of certain minerals.
So, Brian, I'm going to talk to you for a minute, which gives Susan time to look at you, okay? We're not asking her to go faster than what she normally goes. Get a chance to actually look. So, Brian, how are your properties going with your buying and your selling and your all of that? Everything going good for you?
Oh, well, that's another matter, too. So, in fact, I might be able to help this lady possibly with that, depending on whether it's land or whatever it might be, but... actually, I'm looking at something right now. I was supposed to do something with this week. It had to be postponed. And I'm looking at something else. It was funny because I called this fellow that I know who had looked into a property, because it's at a distance. I'm not up there. And this fellow was aware of this property. I said, really? I said, well, I went in to look at it, someone else, an investor. This fellow was, and the woman began telling it. She didn't tell me this. And she wants to get out of it. Now, she's been in there for probably 30 years or so, Indian lady from India. And he said, well, she was telling about all these different things that occurred in there. In other words, basically a haunted house. So, because I never used to believe in that, I realized that these things do occur.
If you'd like, email me the address, and I'll let you know how it works for you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Susan, we're good. Yeah. What do you see for Brian?
Well, Brian, left lung, 100%, right lung, 100%, left bronchial, 100%, right bronchial, 100%. We don't have a respiratory problem here. We have a heart problem. Heart is literally 90%. There is a grief. Number one, of course, with this client betrayal, because really if a client is working with you and then they take off with someone else and walk through the property with someone else, there's a felt sense of grief with that. But that is business, and that didn't cause your heart to drop like this. So what is the loss, the separation, it's not a loss, the separation of someone that you have enjoyed in your life that is not with you at this time?
Probably my closest brother who passed away in 10-10-10, October 10th,
yeah.
2010.
Yeah, because you're coming upon not an anniversary of that, but definitely a reminder of that. And sometimes people are so busy when someone passes away that they put aside their grief. They just shelve it, and you shelved it. So you're going through a passage of time where you're thinking about him increasingly, and now you are grieving that loss.
Wow, it's something to identify it. Susan, while you're looking at Brian, in his name, he has immune possibility of issues. So would you mind looking at his immune system and how is it now and what can we do to keep it strong?
A new possibility. Say that again. Of what?
In his name. He has immune system challenge.
Immune. Sorry. I thought you said a possibility of. Immune system.
So would you look at that and how he could make sure that that stays strong, since in his name that's a weak category?
You know, he's done excellent, Sharon. He has done excellent with that. He is not experiencing a problem with that, but would if the heart remained low. And the thing is that as I've just talked to him about what he needs to grieve with this friend, as he grieves that, the heart will begin to increase. That is not that's not an issue of a past lifetime or a failure in the contract in any way. That is simply a separation in this lifetime, right? So it needs to be grieved. As he grieves that, the heart will begin to increase again. You know, this is why, remember when people that we love die, how tired we get? We just crash. People crash for days. They crash for months. Well, there are some things that are happening in that time. They're grieving, and as they sleep, their soul is transcending to visit with that person. Their soul also, when the grief is unexpected, and sometimes that happens, you know, we hear, oh, you know, it's an accident. There's no accidents in life. Well, I'm sorry, there really are. There are a few accidents, and people do die. This is a place of the world. God does not walk with our holding our hand all the time. People die unexpectedly here. And therefore, the way to cope is people sleep and they astral travel to that soul, and they also astral travel to other souls to plan how to help them through it. Yes? So the fatigue in walking through grief is a normal, wonderful coping mechanism. And as a businessman, you're not kind of allowing yourself to sleep and grieve in that way, Brian, but you are definitely grieving.
Brian, I hope that helps you.
Yeah, my dad also passed on the same month, 4 years later, so.
Yeah, so you've had some losses, and you're a great New York businessman. You know, you're just going to keep working. You're going to take care of everything and keep working. But, you know, now that you have a little bit of time, your heart is grieving. Yes? And regarding this land, I just want to touch upon it for a moment. I'm not sure that the home is as haunted as the Indian woman is.
Okay, that's all that needs to be said there. Thank you so much for calling in, Brian. It was just a joy to hear from you again.
Okay.
Yeah, and let me know about the property address, and we'll go through it. Since you took my class, we'll just do it as a relearning for you, any questions that you have on that property. So that's one of the things in namology that's a bonus, that you can learn how to look at a property and see if that'll work for you or not. And so any of my students, if they want a refresher or want to ask again, they always get to do that. And that's why I was reminding that of Brian, since I recognized his voice. So we have a short commercial that we always put in the middle of our program. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Today is Sharon Lynn Wyatt, host of Know the Name, Know the Answers. My guest tonight is Susan Klopstein. Now, I'm a little bit prejudiced here. I really have to admit a lot prejudiced. I have known Susan more than 20 years. It just seems like from forever. It's like we're sisters from different mothers. And so I just am so grateful that she took her time to join us today because her work is incredible. And Susan, tell us again how you would like to be contacted by people that are listening that would like to work with you.
Oh, absolutely. I can be contacted by email, Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at soulwealth, soulwealth.com, Susan at soulwealth.com, or you can call me, and that would be 949-637-5300, 949-637-5300, about 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time is helpful. Yeah.
Thank you. And we have Laura Lee from Montana up next on the line. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers, Laura Lee. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, hi, how are you, Sharon? And
I'm doing well, but we're worried about your health right now. So
yes.
What question do you have for Susan so we can get her out for you?
Okay, well, my diagnosis has been MS and Lyme, but I've
MS
had issues
and what?
With
Lyme
disease. Yes. I've had issues with constipation and more so this stuff has just been happening. And I had pneumonia a couple of years ago, and it really affected a lot of stuff. So I just wondered if you could do a run over on me and see what you see.
Yeah. You said constipation. After the constipation, there was one other symptom that you called? One other symptom?
Yes.
What was that?
I have several symptoms from the MS, I believe, and Lyme. You know, Lyme's disease. But
I heard the Lyme.
Yes. And
so
but
Susan,
mostly
while
the constipation has been a problem recently.
All right. What I see is really you've got three different major issues going on. The MS is caused by a very, very severe beating that you received that killed you in a past lifetime. You have, I would say, think of it this way. Think about someone being hit about 25 times with a 2x4. And that's what you experienced in a past lifetime. And a few years ago, that began bleeding through for you. When were you diagnosed with MS?
It's been at least 18 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 21. When you were, yeah, this, were you about 29 when you started getting the symptoms?
You know, it seems like after I had my last daughter, she is 20 right now. So, it seemed like I had, you know, symptoms before then.
A little bit,
but
yeah.
But they just worsened after I
yeah,
had.
Yeah, it's like you had, that's what I was seeing. I was seeing two different issues. I got caught in two different issues. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In, there was a past lifetime when you had an abusive father, yes? And then you were beaten about 7 times with them. So you had these cellular memories, and then you married a man that was extremely abusive. He was abusive over a period of 12 years, and over that period of time, you have the cellular memory of being severely beaten by that that husband until you died of those injuries. In addition, you've had, and by the way, that's also causing the constipation. It's like everything in your whole system, as all of these cellular memories start to build up on you. One hit after another hit after another hit after another hit, all of them start to build up. Well, you've got three hits that are in the abdomen area. And this is definitely causing you a problem. You've also got a number of hits that broke numerous ribs. And so when you had pneumonia, and now that you have the adhesions, 1, 2, 3, 4, adhesions of pneumonia, so you had a very bad type of pneumonia. And I'm just going to tell you one thing. When I release cellular memory of pneumonia and adhesions, the adhesions hurt. It almost feels like you're getting stabbed with a small knife as they release, but you will breathe better when I release them. Okay, so I'm just going to go slow and do releases for you over the next few days, because otherwise it would be too much. But you've also had pneumonia in four past lifetimes. You've died of it in four past lives. So that is a problem for you. You've died of Lyme's in one past life. You've also, I know that you have been recently diagnosed with Lyme's, but you've had it before in this lifetime. So you've been hit with Lyme's twice. Thank goodness.
In the name. I just thought I'd mention, Laura-Lee, you have it in your name, a Lyme's disease. And in your name, how it reads is that you give so much more than what you receive, and that sometimes you're taking advantage of your kindness because you want to help so many and you're giving so much. And anyway, that's how it reads in your name. So it does read that you're susceptible to Lyme disease because of that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, there are four types of Lyme's disease. And of those four, my understanding is only one of them is identifiable. Unless you're working with a real top-notch specialist, only one of them is identifiable, and it has to be active in your system for the reading to be correct. So the test itself is only 50% accurate. I think the miracle of your life is that the physician that you are working with was able to identify this correctly.
Yes. She is a blessing.
Yeah, and Lyme's is usually treated with a series of antibiotics. And in your case, and in the case of Lyme's, it is helpful. So have you had a series of antibiotics?
I've taken quite a few antibiotics throughout my life, but not recently, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, and is there a certain antibiotic that I should be taking?
I would say more probiotics.
You follow the antibiotics with the probiotics, that's fine. But the antibiotics do help to release the immediacy of it. Although it's already 90% released from you.
Well,
you know, it's
so
which is great.
Would acidophilus, which is homeopathic, antibiotic, natural. Is that what you're talking about?
That would be helpful. That would be good.
Okay.
I don't think you have it. Does she need a medical antibiotic at this juncture since it's released so much? No, you don't need the harsher medical antibiotic. The probiotic would be fine. It would be totally fine at this time.
The natural.
Okay, and Quicksilver is online, is a company that makes really good products. So if you want a really good probiotic, I don't have anything to do with them. I don't make any money off of recommending them. I mean, I just want to say that they're a company that I found that has very good products of high quality.
Right. I know Spirit for Me recommends Renew Life.
Reputable.
Say it again, sorry, Laura.
Do you know if Swanson is reputable for herbs?
I just don't think it's as high a quality as the as the others.
Quicksilver. Okay.
Yes.
We'll get that.
Yeah, and you're going to feel tired as I release this. Drink a lot of water over the next few days and allow yourself to rest. You will feel these releases. They're going to be very powerful for you.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, Laura Lee. Thank you for calling in, and here's to your good health. Dorothy, it is your turn. Thank you so much for your patience. Dorothy is from Massachusetts, and she's a sweetheart, Susan. So, Dorothy, are you online?
Hi, how are you?
Dorothy.
I didn't think I'd get to talk to you.
Hey, Dorothy, I was going to make sure you got in. I was just going to make sure. I was watching the clock going, oh, no, we got to get to Dorothy. So, Dorothy, what's your question for Susan?
I just wanted to tell you how wonderful you are and to thank you for answering me. And I hope I get to see you soon.
Well, I'm planning that in June. But anyway, do you have a medical question for Susan?
I might have one about my heart.
Oh, okay.
Susan, if you don't mind scanning her, we need to give her like an energy boost, something with that. So, Dorothy, are you recovering? Yeah. Is it working for you? I know that if you were not so well a little bit back.
I had fallen in February, broke my pelvis. But the doctor seems to think I have AFib, and I don't believe it.
Yeah, so we're giving Susan time to look while we're talking here for just a minute. So is the recovery of the pelvis going well for you?
I think I'm pretty well. I'm going to have my solstice party June 23rd.
Oh, right. Now, the reason this is so exciting, guys, for me, on top of normal, right? I mean, I would be happy for Dorothy anyway, but Dorothy might be one of her guest speakers, so that's why it's extra exciting for me. So if you want to know when that is and how to find out more information about it, you can go to knowthename.com, go to June, and look at the different events that are happening, and just click on for more details. Okay, Susie,
I want to work on one thing. Dorothy, love how your hip is healing. I love it. Okay, I just want to tell you, pelvis is healing really well. So keep up the good work.
Great.
The
yes,
heart,
I'm, remember how you said,
I don't believe it. You remember you said that about arterial fib, right, on the heart? Yes?
Right.
I think what I was seeing is something interesting, and I don't often see this, but I do see it with a lot of parents of very ill children. And so this is a question I have for you. Your heart, the life force energy in your body, you know, considering your age, it is 80%, okay? Even when someone is very elderly, the life force energy should be 100% until the Heavenly Father says no. So there is someone in your life that you love so much that from the spirit, your spirit down, you are giving them 20% of your life force energy in order to sustain their life. Dorothy, who is that?
I don't know. There's so many people in my life that I'm trying to help. I can't put my finger on it.
10% here, 2% there. I'm going over there.
We have an Earth Angel here. This is the true definition of Earth Angel, yes.
I mean, besides my immediate family, I mean, there's so many that I have to reach out to help so that, you know, between my classes and my energy work and my hypnosis and massage, it keeps me pretty busy.
Oh, you're amazing. yes, it does. It does. But you need life force energy for you. And what's
happening is, I'll take all I can get.
Yeah.
I want to
you're
know.
Giving some of it away to help others. And so what we want to do, Heavenly Father, we want to pray. We pray for Dorothy that there be extra life force energy provided in her gold cord of life, because she is giving so much of her life force energy to other people in order to sustain them. And therefore, for Dorothy, is as a an angel on earth, a true angel on earth, please may she be further facilitated and sustained in her effort, and we are grateful. We thank you so. Yeah, that's what
thank
I think,
you.
Sharon, is that what you meant by a boost, Sharon?
I can use all I can get. I mean, I don't even take aspirin, so... But I'm standing on my head every morning now, so I'm doing okay.
I think it's great. Thank you, Dorothy. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
you so much. It was so good to talk to you. I hope to talk to you soon. And bless you. And bless you for all the wonderful work that you're doing. I'm very proud of you. And thank you for getting to me. Best wishes.
Well, of course I get to you. Now, I understand some people have called in and then didn't think they'd be able to get through. And so we are so apologetic. I will get back to you because those people who call in and don't get through, I get phone calls back to you afterwards because I so appreciate your willingness to call in and your patience and holding. So I know that you have left names and numbers with Don, our wonderful producer. And so not to worry, I will get back with you. Again, if my guest is Susan Klopstein, it's K-L-O. T is in Peter, F is in Frank, S is in Steve, T is in Tom, E-I-N. Her cell phone number to get a hold of her, 949-637-5300. You can always rewind this and listen to it again. Also, soulwealth.com. It's Susan at soulwealth.com. And if you would like to know more about names or reach me, the easiest way is through the website, knowthename.com, or you can write to us at info@knowthename.com. You guys are a wonderful audience. Thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to join us here at Know the Name, Know the Answers. Now, you know that every single week I have somebody special on, except for the very first week of the month when I just do the name. So next week, our guest is Julie Lowenstein. Julie is a psychic, again, a friend of mine, a really talented psychic. What she comes up with, I think God only knows how she gets that because I think she's in touch with God himself. So she's a fabulous psychic for next week. And then this month we'll conclude with all of our special gifted people. And then next month we'll start a different theme. And so next week, make sure that if you would like some psychic help, you call in again. Same time, same numbers, every Thursday right here with Sharon Lynn Wyeth on Know the Name, Know the Answers. And this is Sharon signing off.